Hello and welcome to another installment of Casual Trekker. This is Scott. This is going to be my ranch irritation, I think, more so on one aspect of the TV show Fatal Attraction that is playing on Paramount Plus, starring Joshua Jackson. And I'm not going to get into all of it, the whole show, but there is one aspect of the show that kind of bugs me is something that happens at the very tail end of it. If he didn't do this, then you wouldn't have him going to prison probably. You would have it to be where you could prove within a reasonable doubt that maybe he didn't do this crime based off a few things. But he literally wasn't going to bring up the affair that he had with this woman that turned up dead. He was going to exclude that. Meanwhile, the cop that was talking to him in his office said, "We have your prints all over her apartment." And they have placed him with his prints, and one of the people in the apartment complex saw him, but his prints and everything in that apartment show that he knew her. And because he's denying this affair, then it has to be platonic friends, which means that somebody would be able to cooperate this platonic friendship that they were having. But he was just making it out like they were work associates, that he went to her place to do work stuff. But this is after he said he didn't know where she lived. And I'm thinking to myself, what in the bloody hell are you doing? The cop has you dead to rights with all your prints. You know they're all over the place. You have no idea who saw you coming and going or what street camera has you, a red light camera or whatever. or a surveillance camera from across the street seeing where you're walking. I know it's a TV show, but all of these things should have been playing in his mind when he decided that he wanted to say that he didn't have an affair with her, he barely knew her, they were just work buddies. It immediately took me out of the series. Immediately. Because that is what is the linchpin to him not being able to get his case redone. And that's the linchpin to why no one's believing him. And then we get to find out what really happened to the girl, if he killed her or if he did not kill her. We get to finally see that in the season finale, which threw something me for a loop a little bit. But then you have to look at one character as like a mentor to the other one, and it's just never brought up again outside of this episode that acts as a flashback to a situation that happened, which then leads us to the supposed shock conclusion of the season involving his daughter, who has been really not trying to get to know him, been trying to stay arm's length. And then all of a sudden at the end, we get to see her doing this thing that was like, huh? Then how is this not a thing already? Why would this be a thing that isn't already known to her mom or her dad? Why is this situation occurring under the radar of everybody? It was just kind of just like it didn't matter until you see a flashback scene that brings two characters together and kind of mentors the other character. And then that mentorage later on leads the character to do something that is like, huh? But that's a secondary thing. That was my second irritation. My primary irritation is him trying to say that he did not have this affair and he was just working with her. Meanwhile, literally everybody can testify to the contrary of that, which they did. And just made me go, I mean, even if you're not an attorney, like have a history of being in the law, you know people can prove things without your knowledge of you knowing that they saw something or heard something. So the fact that he was going to go before a judge and say, "I never had an affair," and lie about it. Meanwhile, people at work who saw him around each other, people close to him who might have been involved in a conversation that they had, just an earshot of what was happening. It just immediately, I'm like, what are you talking about right now? You wanna do the most dumbest thing possible, but then without that, then you might be able to have him prove that he might not have done it, and he would get probably a plea deal, and his time in prison probably would have been a whole lot less, and he would have been able to get his retrial when an event occurred in a flashback, and then that situation was done this particular way to where no one would believe that individual. So a lot of things had to happen to make it to where this show ended. I mean, it started good, but then it kind of just got a little, I don't know, soapy, convoluted, and I don't know, just that part really just boggled my mind. Not to mention a couple of other situations that are just really large and out there, and you're like, how did this not lead to, you know, this event leads to ABC, but instead they treated severe major things like someone calling you and hanging up on the phone. Like, zero investigation is done on one pivotal thing that would affect him and his wife's marriage and everything. The way they handled that plot for that particular thing. And I'm being purposely vague, because I don't want to ruin the show for you. Maybe you'll love the show and be like, Scott, what the hell are you talking about? Then again, maybe you'll be like, you know what, you got a point there. And that's cool too. We all can see different things and like different stuff. This overall, I would give it a 5. The whole series of 5. Just because of all the different things that would have had to have happened just because they knew it was in the script. You know, it kind of reminds me of Lost in Space and the rebooted series when Dr. Smith was like, hit the pilot of the spaceship on the head and knocked him out. I mean, you don't do any of that stuff. You don't do any mischievous things because you don't know what XYZ is going to be. You got to get there first. If you don't get there, then you might not be able to do what you're trying to do. And doing that means that you have inside information. And this is exactly what this is. It just struck me like the writer was like, oh, this would be cool, that would be cool, that would be cool. But then when you look into what you're doing and how those characters interacted with each other and what things developed as time went on and what situations occur that are monumental to characters' lives and how that paid off and then resulted at the end, you're kind of left scratching your head just a little bit. Like, Joshua Jackson does a really good job in this. He's really cocky. He reminds me a little bit of his Dr. Death character. He's a lot cocky. Like, he thinks he knows it all. Like, the prosecutor comes into his office acting like he's his friend, and then he's like, oh yeah, never even met her. He's like, well, it's going to be hard to me explain how all your prints are in her apartment then, buddy. And then I'm like, at that point, you know that he's going to investigate. He's going to figure out why your prints were there. He's going to investigate. He's going to ask questions to people, and they're going to make a narrative. And you're going to go there before the judge and say, you don't know how your prints got there? You were just work colleagues? Even people that saw him inside the building, they would have to prove that he had friends there or some other reason besides her to be in there. Otherwise, whatever you're saying, it doesn't matter because he was going there to see her because his prints were in her apartment. It doesn't matter if you try to say, well, he knew somebody else there. Who? Then you gotta produce that person. And so it just gets really just convoluted. It's worse than a time travel movie, really. It's like, how did these things come together? And then the very end, with the one character, with what happened and what the reveal was, you're like, where did that come from? And it all's from the episode where we get a flashback of when his daughter was kidnapped and what happened while she was kidnapped. And that somehow skips 15 years and then becomes a problem. So that's my Fatal Attraction rant. It's my, I was looking at the screen and saying, what are you doing? That cop will definitely want to prove you were having an affair. He has your prints all over the place. I mean, people seeing you coming and going. Like I said earlier, it could be a security camera down the road that saw you turning into the apartment complex. So all the words you're trying to do to cast the blame onto somebody else don't mean anything, because the explanation for how you were seen there, or why you were there, or how your prints showed up results in you having to perjure yourself and lie. And that's why it becomes convoluted. That's why it becomes, it was in the script. That's why it's getting such a low rating of 5. It takes a lot for me to rate a show way down like that. But just with all the things that had to happen because it was in the script, annoyed me. This is kind of like the shock ending. It wasn't really a shock because there was no build up to it. There was no teasing of it until the very last episode. Kind of reminds me of Quantico, where they said that the killer was on the team. And meanwhile, the killer had no idea he was a killer until he got the last script, which means there was no breadcrumbs along the way. There was no, oh, that person's twirling their evil mustache in the corner over there. I see him doing that thing. Or that makes sense with what he said type thing. No, didn't know until the very last episode that he was going to be the killer. So I was kind of like, that defeats the purpose. But yeah, Fatal Attraction overall is fine. A lot of soap. A lot of, like, scratching your head stuff on the situations of how things play out. Josh Jackson's great. I really enjoy him. He was great in Friends. Not Friends. Fringe. Loved him in that. Cruel Intentions. That was great, too. I haven't seen him in a whole host of things, but the things that I do see him in, he's good in. Like, Dr. Death, he was great in. So, it's not him. His acting is fine. It's just, it's the writing. It's the character that the writers are expressing. Because Joshua Jackson can't obviously, you know, say, my character wouldn't do this. And then it changes the entire script in the last half of the plot of the very last part of the series plot. So that's not a thing. The person that gets the blame is anyone that wrote the show. Not necessarily people that were acting in it because they're under contract and they kind of have to do it. It was breach of contract and it costs more money to do that. Like, you just do the thing and call it a day and write it off. So I don't blame the actors, because you don't always get the last script or the last two scripts and go, hey, what the heck is this stuff going on here? You know, you only get like a couple, you sign on to it, and that's it. So Joshua Jackson, I don't blame. The people behind the scenes, the production crew, the people that write this stuff, come up with the ideas in the writer's room, needed to, like, just a little bit of finesse. Like, if this thing happens, what are the things that are going to happen? He doesn't want to admit to the affair. So what things can we do that'll make it to where it doesn't come up, or it can be explained away? It's just a little bit extra in the Ryan room, in my humble opinion, I think could have made this show really good. Now, I haven't seen the movie in which it's based. Maybe that's like a hard line plot point in the thing, so they had to do it. I don't see why it would have to be. There's many productions that kind of have the main idea and they kind of go their own way with it. So I don't think that's something that I could go, okay, it makes sense because of this reason and that reason. This here, I don't like using the word sloppy writing, because these people aren't sloppy writers. It's just they're trying to get to XYZ from ABC, and they're the ones writing it. So whatever they write is what happens. It's not like life where you say something and you have to wait for somebody else to say something. You have no idea what they're going to say, and you got to respond to what they say. It's not the same thing. All the characters on the page are going to do and say exactly what I write them to do. So sometimes that's the problem. You write it and you're patting yourself on the back and you're kind of doing something that you think is, you know, twisty and cool. But then at the end of the day, it was an easy way out of a situation that should have been more complicated or had a couple more steps. And I think this suffered a lot from that kind of writing. Like, I could write a thing where a story where all the characters that my character involved myself with agree with me. Will it happen in real life? No. Would people be like, why is everyone agreeing with them? Especially if it's not that type of a show where it's like magic. So different characters are going to have different reactions. If you're going to put your character into a situation where he is going to be in a lot of risk, you need to be able to storyboard that out a little bit to figure out how that person gets to that point and how you're going to get them back. Like, I mean, it would have been fine if we found out that Joshua Jackson's character had a twin brother that was adopted out when he was a kid or something. And they swapped prints on accident, and his prints were similar, or they had the file of his brother or something. I would have been irritated a little bit at that, but as long as the story was good, then it would have been fine. I've been like, whatever. That's what I would have been. I wouldn't even done a podcast on it because it'd been so minimally annoying. But this one was glaring. Like, excessively glaringly annoying. Like, I'm looking at the screen saying, what are you thinking? The only reason you're doing this is because you need the last two episodes to reflect this plot point, when you could have done it a whole lot differently and had a better outcome. But that's just me. You watch it, you see what he did and what happens after that, and you tell me if you agree or not. That'll conclude this podcast. Thanks for listening.